So is he recording already?
His is on. Alrighty, we are on.
Awesome. So, awesome.
First off, this is, I want to welcome everybody to today's show, which is Fusion TV. I should probably hit the chat window so I can actually visit with people. It should be a good thing. Yeah, we're totally professional on this. Don't try this at home.
Well, we have had a little few technical things this morning. So.
Yeah, we had a little bit of technical difficulty with a computer being funky. Anyway, so I want to welcome everybody to the show. Again, this is Eli Delaney with MyBusinessMarketingMentor.com and
Sally Lidicote with AttaboySolutions.com.
And we are Fusion. Let's kind of explain a little bit about what Fusion is for anybody who has not watched this before. Fusion was created originally as a mastermind. The whole idea was to kind of get together, collaborate. We had similar customers and very, very similar mindset, which was pretty cool.
Definitely.
We started off as the whole concept of a mastermind group helping each other out. And next thing we knew, it was like, okay, what do we want to do to share this out with the rest of the world? And we created a mixer that we do every 2 weeks. And we created Fusion TV.
And then we had this wild idea for a TV show.
Yeah, that whole idea of, hey, let's start a TV show, because that sounds like fun.
Right.
So the
like
whole
we didn't have anything better to do.
I know, yeah. It's like we needed another project.
Right, right. Although it's been a ton of fun.
It has been. This has been a blast. So basically, the whole idea is to help business owners, motivated entrepreneurs, pretty much anybody and everybody who wants to kind of change their mindset, they want to learn how to network better. To get away from the competitive mindset that tends to be out there, that whole scarcity mindset, and move into a collaborative environment.
Right.
We found that with the way the economy has changed, that is the key to success. It really is. You've got to start working together. You've got to start seeing, you know, don't look at your competition as competition. Look at your competition as collaborators. What can you do to work together? And that's what
as a resource, as a resource for your business. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you want to add to that?
You know, I don't know. I guess the biggest thing is, like you said, with the collaboration and getting into that different mindset, you know, we figured with us working together that it just jives so well that we help each other in so many other areas that other people are looking for the same kind of thing. You know, you can only do so much and you only know, you know, what you know. And when you can learn and share and take advantage of some of the knowledge that other people have, you just have more opportunity to grow your own business, to grow yourself as a person, and to just move forward. So
I
think that's just a key thing is it's just been so good for us that we wanted to just kind of share what we've done and kind of teach other people that they can do the same thing. You can find other people that have similar mindsets as you. You can find other people that are willing to help you and you help them. I mean, it's got to be a give-give, not a give-take relationship. And I think that's a key thing, too, for people to look at.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I've personally noticed, that especially with the relationship we have, which works so well because we think so much alike.
Sometimes it's scary.
Sometimes it's really scary. We were actually, Cindy and I were talking about that last night. When we got home, we were actually talking about some of the conversations you and I have, and it's just like, it blows me away because, you know, you'll come up with something, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I just thought about that like 30 seconds ago. You know, I mean, we do that all the time, which is pretty cool. And it's great because it gives us a way to bounce ideas back and forth off of each other. It's really interesting because I see so many businesses out there that are still in the competitive, see, I can't even say the word anymore. Competitive mindset. And it's not the way to do business anymore. And that's why, I mean, that's what this is all about. This is why we do this.
Well, and I think it's a tough thing, too, because entrepreneurs have a tendency to be I can do this, I can figure this out myself, Lone Ranger mentality anyways.
Right.
And when you have that Lone Ranger mentality that I can do this myself, I don't need anybody else, you really do cut yourself off from a lot of knowledge and resource and opportunity that you could otherwise, you know, partake in.
Well, yeah, and it's really funny. I saw something I was actually just this week, and that goes along with that whole competitor or that mindset that we have, because we'll get on a topic and it's like that week something just showed up like a couple days earlier. It was that whole idea of you always need somebody to help you. You can't do it alone.
Right.
Lone Ranger had Tonto, and Batman had Robin, and there's Tarzan had Jane and even a monkey. I mean, everybody needs help. You've got to find people that you can work with.
And the purple guy had Attagirl.
Yeah, which we do got to talk about. We've established that once we're doing these shows, I'm going to be like much more casual, much more me. I'm not going to be in the shirt and slacks and all that kind of stuff.
It is Fridays.
It is Friday, so right, I'm doing Fridays. Casual Friday. But I had people complaining about the fact that I'm not wearing purple, because everybody knows me as purple. So we went out of our way. Cindy found a whole bunch of plain purple shirts that I can wear, which is awesome.
We won't tell the rest of that story, though.
Yeah, we won't tell the rest of that story. But she did find some cool shirts, and it was really awesome. So that's the idea of what Fusion is. We kind of give you the basics of the whole concept and what we do.
Right. And we need to mention sponsors.
Yes, that's right.
That's right, where you were going to go. Huh?
Exactly. So we do need to talk about sponsors and people who make this all happen for us. One thing, Java Grounds, that's where we film this every 2 weeks. They are nice enough to let us take over their lobby and have these nice, wonderful, cushy chairs with awesome cup holders. I love the cup holders and the chairs. That's my favorite part.
Yes.
I want some of these at my house.
Well, and the service here is amazing. I mean, we're here every other Friday to film the show.
Right.
And I pop in now and again. I get here today, and, they have the loyalty program, and my loyalty program doesn't work with the number, because I was like number 96 before. Mm-hmm. Now they have 4 digits, and you have to have 4 digits, but mine was just entered not with any zeros.
Right.
So they actually have to look it up by my last name. So when I walk in, the guy started to ring me up, and Heather, who works here, walks over and says, "Oh, it's under Lidicote," and she pulls it up, and she's like, "Did you want your breakfast croissant this morning?" I'm like, "Wow."
Yeah, well,
I spend way too much time here, which is probably true. And the service is amazing, too, to remember stuff like that.
Well, and Heather's awesome. She always takes good care of us.
She is.
These guys have great coffee, free Wi-Fi. We're using up all their bandwidth for the show, so we love them for that. And they're always just
they're
awesome.
Pleasant.
Yeah, very
they
pleasant.
So
and they
happy.
Have some great food, too. So
right.
Definitely Java Grounds, 83rd Avenue, and Deer Valley. See, I finally got it right.
Yep.
And come check them out. They are awesome.
Oh, yeah, Cindy gets a breakfast croissant. Terry got two this morning. I always get one. And we were talking, we need to rebrand that sandwich to be the Fusion breakfast croissant.
There's an idea. When you come in, ask for the Fusion breakfast croissant.
I'm sure they will know what you're talking about, whether they rebrand it or not. We can rebrand it.
Definitely.
But it's definitely good.
But yeah, so come in, check these guys out. They're a great place for meetings. Checking out, if you just need a place to work and get some Wi-Fi and a good cup of coffee, definitely come check them out. Also, our videographer, Terry Larson from TakeOneWebVideoProductions.com. He is the one that always makes sure that we look good, which is not an easy feat.
Make sure we have sound.
Make sure we have sound. We almost had an issue today because Terry's got some other stuff going on. And
He's getting busy. We've talked about videos with him before, and if you're wanting to take advantage of his service, you need to get a hold of him now, because we might be having trouble getting him out here to do the show, because he's starting to book up his schedule pretty... He's becoming a popular guy. That's exciting.
Very much so. Well, and he's doing some really awesome stuff.
He is.
He does all of my seminars. I've known Terry for many, many years, and we've worked on several projects together. Anytime I've got a client who needs video, I always send them over to him. He does an awesome job, and we thank him for being here. Hey, Terry.
Well, he did a 1-minute commercial that's on the front page of our website.
Yes, and it looks so good.
Yeah, it does. It looks really good.
It looks awesome.
He even made us look good.
Yeah. I mean, Mike looked professional.
I know. I know.
So
Mike
weird.
Actually is usually really good on camera.
I know.
He's a ham.
Yeah. So we do want to thank him. And then who else do we want to thank? We want to thank Cindy for doing all the tech work in the back and monitoring everything, everybody's chats and stuff. Hi, Cindy. and then we just have to say hi to Mike since he's not here. And
yeah.
You know, we miss Mike. One of these days we're going to be able to have him on
the
show.
Well, and he's usually available like every sixth Friday, and it's not worked out that it's been a Friday that we film. So
he
pops in right after the show. He misses it all, and we get to see him. So that's
So who else do we need to talk about?
I should mention our mixers and Fox and Hound. They've been an awesome host. Like Eli mentioned earlier, we started out with mixers. God, I think we've been doing them since November, early November.
Yeah.
Every other Wednesday. We film on Friday, and the following Wednesday is when we do our mixers. It's at Fox and Hound, 83rd Avenue, just south of Bell Road. We're usually in the upstairs, but like last week they had a party, so they moved us into another room. Next week is actually Cinco de Mayo, so May 5th.
Yeah, so come party with us.
6 to 9 p.m. at the Fox and Hound is our next mixer, and they have been an awesome host.
Yeah.
They're really good to take care of us.
Yeah, they're awesome. What is the manager's name? I don't remember it now. We're going to have to find that out, and we will let you guys know, because definitely, if you need something as far as like a room for parties or anything like that. I'm thinking Mike too, but I'm not entirely positive, so that's my bad on that.
So just ask for the manager, and if it's Mike, then we did a good job, and if it's not, then the manager will get you to it.
But definitely, they've been an awesome host for us. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the mixer.
Oh, and for Cinco de Mayo.
And Cinco
de
Mayo.
They're having burrito bowling there.
Burrito bowling.
I mean, it's an Irish pub for Cinco de Mayo. It'll be bizarre.
Yeah. But with the mixer, so this coming Wednesday, we've got our next mixer. The whole idea is show up, and pretty much the only requirements we have is show up with a good attitude and a lot of business cards.
Right.
There's no 30-second commercials, no pitches, no costs. This is free for anybody and everybody who wants to show up.
Stay the whole time. Come for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Whatever works
for you. And we'll have that. So people will have other things going on, and they can only come in for 10 or 20 minutes or so. That's fine, because you're going to come in, you're going to meet a couple of cool people. And even at that short amount of time, you're going to definitely get in some good quality time with some awesome people. And
probably a third to a fourth of our guests last time were brand new that I had never met before that had not been out to one of our mixers.
And we get that all the time, too, which is awesome. We're always getting new people there. It's an awesome event. We got some buzz all over the valley about it. We'd love to have you come out and check it out. Like I said, I mean, even if you can only stay for a few minutes, that's fine. Come in, meet some cool people, make some connections. And the whole idea is good people who've got the right mindset and want to find other businesses they can work with.
Right.
That's pretty much all there is to it.
Right. And then mindset goes hand in hand with our topic today, which is attitude and what yours says about you.
Yeah.
So, you know, your attitude and your mindset are a little bit different, but when you've got the right mindset, you also want to have the right attitude.
Definitely.
So, do you want to kick it off?
I'll let you start with this one.
Yeah, for
I'm going to get myself in trouble today. So.
You probably are. Who knows? We both might. We were laughing about, you know, we got together for dinner, which we typically do on Thursday night before the show, to discuss the show, although we tend to never discuss the show. Because a little bit here and there. But it just kind of flows with the topics. And again, we work so well together, you know, it just works. But with attitude, what I see so much is, or what probably needs to be seen more, is people going out with the attitude of business is good, the economy is good, and having that positive mindset, going along with a positive attitude of where your future is going to take you.
Right.
You know, I think I was on the last show, I was talking about, you know, whether, you know, or Ford's quote of whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes completely into that. If you're running around with the attitude of, oh, poor me, business is so awful, and what am I going to do? Odds are, you're going to push away those people that could be your potential clients, because if you've got that negative attitude about you, you're not going to attract the right people that want to do business with you.
Right.
So I think that's really the biggest key is put your best foot forward.
Yeah, and you've got to.
Why would you do anything else?
I mean, yeah, and it's one of the things. It's like here's an example that I've got. You know, our other company, our web design company,
right.
we got a customer that every time we do promotions, talking about, you know, some of the seminars coming up and different programs that we're doing, which are teaching people how to market themselves better, which is to get more business so you succeed better, you know, basic concepts.
Right.
And every time we send out a promo, he emails us back and says, oh, well, I can't afford to go to this because business is so slow and I'm having to cut back on my employees and I've got this and that. I'm like, okay, I'm giving you a tool that will help fix that problem, and all you're doing is whining about it. You know, I would rather you just not answer me. You know, and it's like, and it's the whole poor me thing, and it just, it's like, do I mean, he's got a business that I actually could use his services, but the attitude instantly turns me off, and I'm like, okay, I don't really want to work with him because he's whiny. And that's where I see that, and you see that in networking events and things like that. You've got to watch what you say, and no matter what it is, when you're in front of other people, you've got to have that positive smile and positive thinking going. You know, one of the biggest things, if you're having a really bad day, and you still have to be out in public and you still have to meet people, because those days do happen, you know, when somebody says, oh, how's it going? It's great, and it's getting better.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's always, you know,
don't spew out all your problems.
Exactly.
Right.
Because honestly, nobody really wants to hear them anyway. But
it's draining for the other person.
Yeah.
And when you leave people and they feel worse because of encountering you, they have a tendency to avoid you in the future.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely.
I mean, the golden rule is always leave things better than when you found them in the first place. That
right.
goes with people in relationships, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it goes across the board no matter what it is. And I, as a matter of fact, I had a friend many years ago that that we actually, it was like three or four of us had gotten together and we're kind of, not really masterminding, but just kind of working on the self-development and personal development side of things. And we were basically there to help each other out. And this one girl, a very good friend, I loved her to death, but she was consistently, oh, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I don't understand this, this isn't working, and all these things. And I finally had to just dump her. You say, okay, you know what? You can't be my friend anymore because you annoy me. You know, it's just you're the whininess. And that happens. And you're going to find other people that are doing that. And you've got to find a way to be able to start separating yourself from that. But on your own side, you've got to be careful. You have to be very conscious about what your attitude is like. And another example I had one time, people generally know me as a pretty positive, somewhat in-your-face guy. And more so
with
attitude.
With
attitude, definitely. But I think I've got a good attitude towards things. But I had one person that actually I got on the phone with one day, and I was having a bad day. I don't remember what it was even about, because this is a few years ago. And when I answered the phone, she was like, what's wrong? Because instantly, I don't know if it was what I said or the tone of my voice or what it was that set it off, but instantly she could tell there was something wrong. And I was like, okay, I've got to stop this. I've got to, no matter what my day is like, if I'm going to be talking to people, I have to smile when I get on the phone. You know, and that's one of the best things you can do. If you're doing phone-related things, smile when you're talking on the phone. It makes a difference.
I've always heard have a mirror on your desk.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. I don't know that would make me smile either.
Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of mirrors. But, you know, things like that, you got to watch your attitude, and instantly you got to shift. If you're having a bad day, you know, one thing is I do recommend, if you're really having a bad day, try to just avoid everybody if you can and get out of it. But if you can't and you want to keep your commitments, you've got to shift your mindset. You've got to shift out of that frustrated place into the positive place, because people will see it instantly. And when you do that, it's amazing what can happen, because there have been times where I have been not in the best of moods, and I'll go out anyway, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Nobody else really cares about my problems of the day, so I'm going to shift my attitude. I get up there, I'm smiling, I'm happy, very friendly. Next thing I know, I've got people coming to me going, oh, yeah, I've heard about you. I want to do this. Can you help me with this? And it's just like, and it totally turns my day around. So all the things that were annoying throughout the day, they all seem completely useless now. Now it's all the fun stuff.
Well, and that's like I told you yesterday, that exact same thing happened with me, mm-hmm. is I have a meeting, a standing meeting on Thursday mm-hmm. mornings yeah. at 7:30 in the morning, and I was up early and ready to go, and it's just been a rough week for me, you know. We actually had a death in our family, and we've been dealing with some other stuff. I was sick at the beginning of the week and would have had every excuse to just not go, wasn't feeling up to it, and I thought, oh, I need to go. That's my commitment, and that says a lot about your attitude, too. Commitment is mm-hmm. huge. Honor your commitments. Shouldn't have to say that twice, but I got up, and I thought, oh, let me see what I'm wearing. Could I get away with going in this? No, probably not, so I'll change. So I went to change. And then I thought, no, I really don't want to go. So I changed back, and I thought, no, I really need to be there. So I changed again, and I went. And once I got there, it was so much better. Yeah. And the whole rest of my day went better because, you know, I didn't just sit at home feeling sorry for myself, not feeling well, every excuse to not go. But I had a commitment to be there, and I went anyways. And it got me out of that little funk or whatever I was in that morning, and I had a fantastic day yesterday.
Well, and did you make a connection with somebody that you've been trying?
I made a couple of very good connections.
You were telling me about that.
I ran into somebody that I hadn't seen probably in 6 or 8 months and found out they had just referred us to a startup company that's wanting to put together some incentive programs for referrals, which is an amazing lead for us. So got that information, ran into another person that just found out about who we were that loved our services.
Right.
And then there was also somebody in there that does some specialty gifts that I put her in touch with Mike, who does our sales and marketing director and handles all of our vendor relations,
mm-hmm.
and we may start carrying their products. So 3 really good contacts, you know, 2 I already knew, mm-hmm. 1 brand new one. But if I would have stayed home, I wouldn't have run into any of them. I knew I wanted to talk to the lady that's got the products. I knew about her. The other one I didn't expect to see, and the other one was brand new. So, well worth your time. Right.
Well, a lot of times, if you just go in with that shifting of your attitude, you know, it's going to make a difference, and you'll find out that you've now gained opportunities that you would have missed otherwise.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you just don't know if you stay home.
Yeah, you don't know.
And you really don't know if you go and you have a poor attitude and don't want to talk to anybody and stand in the corner, or you're whining so everybody goes to talk to somebody else.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk about a couple of tips and tricks, ideas on how to shift out of that attitude. Things to say, you know, your tone of voice, things like that, because those
yes.
are really important.
Right.
And they're little tweaks that you can do. And
right.
that's I really like the little things. It's just, you know, all these little things you can do that will all add up and make a huge difference in your world.
Well, and I like the tip that you gave on, you know, if somebody asks how you're doing, say, I'm doing great and I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Because no matter how bad you are, we hope you've got the ability to get better
yeah.
from wherever that's at.
Yeah.
And especially if you're having a bad day.
Exactly. You know, and
not.
Well, yeah, and I mean, if you're having a bad day and you just say great, but always getting better. Then, of course, it's going to get better.
Right.
It has no choice.
Right.
You know,
right.
Keep it simple. But one of the things also that really makes a difference to me when I'm out there is just that smile, how's it going? And one thing that I find that people actually, it's a little bit of a joke in front of certain groups that have known me for a long time. If people ask me how things are going, my response is usually, it's awesome. I'm known as the awesome guy because I use the word a lot. That's kind of like my weird word.
Right.
But it does, you know, it is. It's my day's awesome. It's always awesome. And it's always getting better.
Because you choose to make it that way.
Exactly. So I see Carl is on. Carl from Extra Hands.
Oh,
hello,
awesome.
Carl.
Hi, Carl.
How's it going? Always like to say hi to anybody who actually pipes in and says something. So those of you that are guests and haven't actually logged in, definitely be sure to log in and say hi to us. And if you've got questions, we love that kind of stuff. Carl is also popping in and saying that the manager's name is John from Fox and Hounds. So maybe
okay.
that's what it was.
We'll trust you on that.
We will trust you on that one because any of us can remember because we were talking to him at like 10:30
It was
at night.
Late.
It was very late. We were all very beat. But we do remember the conversation, and he's an awesome guy. So regardless of his name, he's still an awesome guy. And Laura is logged in. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
All right, so back to our questions. What tips and tricks, what kind of thoughts and ideas of things to say, you know?
Well, and I know for me, too, because, I mean, I do have off days. I'm usually pretty good when I'm going out. It's that decision to put on a smile, regardless of anything else that's going on, leave it all behind, and go out to make a difference and be a light of a ray of sunshine in somebody else's life as well.
Right.
And I just thoroughly enjoy people. That definitely helps and puts it on my side.
Right.
But when you're in a situation where you are having a bad day or you're just not feeling well or whatever it is, look for, you know, especially when you're going out to a networking event, look for someone in the room that you already know that has a tendency to always be in an up mood.
Right.
And go talk to them first and, you know, let their attitude kind of bleed over on you and start off with somebody that's, you know, has always got a good attitude.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they are contagious.
Yeah.
Good attitudes bad attitudes.
I was just going to say that. You know, attitudes are always contagious.
Right.
And I like to look at it as the butterfly effect. And that's one thing that for me, and this is something that I do consistently because it is so important. You know, we thank Heather for always taking care of us because she's our barista here at Coffee Grounds. You know, we always say, "How's it going? Thank you very much." We make her appreciative of us being here. So she knows that we're excited about the fact that she does a good job for us. So what's she going to do? She's going to turn around and make sure she keeps doing a good job.
Right.
Because she sees that. And we'll do that in other restaurants. Last night, we had this great girl that was waiting on us. She was a blast. And you know, Mike is always obnoxious and likes to torment our waiters.
He's
fun. It's always fun. It's always in a good fun. We have a blast with it.
Her name was Shay.
Her name was Shay. So we were, Mike was doing the, you know, Shay, like Shay Boulevard. And then
right. And he said, "Oh, Shay." And then I just said, "If there's two of her, would it be two Shay?"
It was whole joke. And we're having fun with her, though. But it's like when we're done, she knows that we appreciate her, that we had fun with it. She was really excited about it.
Well, and before you even got there, I think the people in the booth behind us, because Mike and I got there first.
Right.
And the people in the booth behind us, she was over having conversations with them and just laughing and having fun and, "Oh, I love you guys. I love you guys." And mm-hmm. was giving one of them a hug. And she walked by us and Mike says, "Hey, what about me?" So it started out before we even met her as our server.
Right.
But he got a hug first.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then another one later. And then as we're leaving and...
Yeah, I mean, and it's cool because she does. She's got the great customer service. She's got the personality, but we know that just by the interaction we had with her, that it made her day better.
Right.
You know, and that's important. You got to do that throughout your day because you can
make
have
it
somebody
fun for the people around you.
Exactly, and have fun with it. That's so important. Whole idea of the butterfly effect is that what you do is going to affect people around you, the people around them, people around them, and it's going to keep growing. And, you know, even just going through the drive-thru, you know, I do this at Starbucks. I'm famous for this one there, is that their whole thing is, "Welcome to Starbucks. How is your day going?" And I'm like, "My day is awesome. How is yours?"
And most people don't even ask.
Exactly.
How anybody else's day is doing.
And it's funny because it shocks them most of the time. It takes
them
a second.
They don't know what to say.
Yeah, it takes them a second to get back to me. "Well, my day's good."
We've had that experience too. That's funny.
So it's really kind of funny the way that all works. And it all goes back to attitude. You know, when you do that for yourself, seriously, you're helping others because you're helping impact their day and making their day more positive, but it helps you too. You know, when I
right.
do that, I'll go through the coffee shop and do their, you know, the drive-thru, and I'm like, they ask me, "How's your day going?" "My day's going awesome." "How's yours going?" And then it starts that whole conversation thing, and especially when it confuses them, then that just makes me laugh, which makes my day better.
Well, and when you think about it, most people... Seriously, and it's sad, but most people go through life grouchy.
Yeah.
They really do.
And
I never quite understood that. So when you think about that, probably the guy in front of you, maybe even two or three in the drive-thru, was not the most pleasant person for that person working the window to be dealing with. And then you come through and help them change their attitude for the day.
Yeah. Well, and that's, and let's talk about how that works with like networking, and when you're trying to actually get business from somebody, you're trying to build those relationships and those connections with people. That does the same thing. When somebody, you know, if I meet somebody at an event, doesn't matter whether it's a conference or a networking mixer or whatever, you know, I sit down, I'm like, okay, so, you know, hi, how are you? I'm Eli. We do the basic thing. And I'm like, so how's life going? Eh. I'm like, well, guess what? I ain't doing business with you. Because it's just instantly bad connection.
Right.
And so that's
you turn people off and turn them away.
Yeah. And you end up, if you go in with that great attitude of no matter what, I mean, I don't care what your day is like, how bad you think it is, if you go in with that positive attitude, being smiling, and great day, how's it going? Well, how can I help you? It's going to be a kicker. It's going to attract the other people that are also positive. And some of the people that are negative are going to start being attracted to you also because they want some of that.
Right. And those that are just pure negative are going to disappear, which is good because is that really what you want in your life?
Yeah, exactly.
Mike used to work with a guy at the car dealership that Mike is always in a good mood. Somebody would ask him, you know, how's it going? He's, you know, it's tremendous.
Yeah.
Tremendous is his big word. And this one guy came up to him one time and told him that he just hated him. He could not stand Mike. And
I can't understand that from anybody.
I know. He is. I mean, he's a blast. There's not too many people that don't like him. But this guy, and the reason that he gave that he just despised him was because he was always in such a good mood. Mm-hmm. And it pissed the guy off.
Yeah.
And
there's always some people like that.
But again,
it's weird.
That guy doesn't like being around somebody who's always in a good mood. Well, guess what? The person in the good mood probably doesn't want that guy around either. And they're going to be like opposite sides of a magnet that push each other away, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, and we've both seen that, you know, even in relationships with people that we both know very well,
right,
where we've had that exact same thing where you get somebody who they're just a taker, they're always negative, they just drive you nuts, and you're like, you know what? We got to back off here because your negative vibes are starting to kill me, and you can't have that.
Right.
You know, you don't want to have that, and you don't want people being that way with you. You don't want to be that way with other people, and it amazes me. Like, for me personally, when I became conscious of this whole thing, this whole concept of that, the first thing that hit me was that all of a sudden, I'm attracting a lot of people. I mean, there are times where I'll walk into a room and I can stand in the same place and people just keep bombarding me. Hey, how's it going? I heard I need to meet you. I got a question for you. Could you help me with this? All these different things. And I will tell you, I mean, it's a very draining, you know, energy draining by the time you're done because you've got so much going on, but it's so cool.
That's a good ego boost.
It's a good, oh yes, it is a very good ego boost. Yeah, we have this whole thing going on. Everybody's got this whole thing that they're tired of my ego. I don't quite understand. But it's fun, you know?
I wouldn't say tired of it.
Yeah.
Some would.
Some would. Yeah, Cindy hiding in the background.
She's smiling.
Yeah, they're doing chat over there. Yeah, we'll approach that one. Since you guys are doing the chat, we're having a conversation. If there's actually a real question, let us know, okay? Let's see.
Well, and usually Terry is always staying behind the camera, but when he's walking away and having conversations with Cindy, we know the camera's on autopilot. We could bring him on here very, very easily.
We could definitely do that. All right, Carl actually has a really good point here because this is something I see all the time. He says, I always get people that say business is bad, and I ask them, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? And they say, no, I don't have the time. All right. I'm going to definitely push that because it's a major pet peeve of mine.
And I've seen that happen live with people with you giving them ideas.
Yes. It always blows me away because I do this all the time too, Kara, where especially with my stuff, I'm teaching marketing. So I'll say, okay, have you, you know, try this. Oh, that won't work for me. Why not? Well, I don't have the time. Well, you're just complaining about business being bad, which means you don't have any business, which means you should have plenty of time on your hands. So, you know, try something. And I've seen it with a lot of people. I mean, I could probably easily, off the top of my head, count 20 different people that I've had this exact conversation with. And the funny thing about it is, I'm like, okay, what is it that makes you different? Because everybody else seems to be trying these things and they seem to be working. Are you special in some way?
Michael's always said, you know, what makes you think you're so special it wouldn't work for you?
Exactly.
Right.
And so that's, it blows me away because I see that all the time. And the whole, I don't have time, you know, everything is bad, blah, 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 and I don't have the time. Well, if you were busy, you wouldn't have time. I understand that. But if you're not busy, you should have plenty of extra time on your hands.
Well, and a lot of times it comes to prioritizing and what's important for you. If you're wanting to grow your business, making the time to do the things that will help your business grow is kind of key.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I mean, I go through and I dedicate very specific times every day for certain projects that are, like, article marketing is a big one for me. I do a lot of writing with my blogging. Which I have some news. We didn't talk about latest stuff going on. one thing I got to share on here. But, like, I do a lot of blogging, a lot of article marketing, article writing and stuff like that to get some of my content, my knowledge out there and share it with everybody. And I dedicate specific time to do that because I know that's a piece that I know I need to do as part of my world, my marketing side. And it's just a fact of life. You know, you just have to make the time to do it. But the attitude is that, yeah, I'm willing to try stuff. If somebody comes to me and says, have you tried this yet? Pretty much, unless I already know the facts and have tried it or know some very specific information that says, no, I know this won't work because of documented evidence. Beyond that, I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a try. Let's check it out. You know, and you've got to go into it with that attitude because we've talked about, you know, fail forward fast. You got to try stuff.
See, and that's where it's probably been a big plus on my side is Mike and I, with our business or any other project that we worked on, we're always willing to try something new. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's like, oh, aren't you afraid that? No. And and why be afraid? You don't know what the results could mm-hmm. be. It could be amazing, but, you know, we talked about fear the last time and fear stopping you from some of those things. You've got to be willing to try something different to get the different results that you're wanting. Otherwise, you get, you know, into the definition of insanity and doing the same thing over and over and expecting something different to happen.
Yep.
And it's just not going to work that way. You were talking about people not having time to do the things that you do or that you tell them.
Yeah, you have to make the time.
My stuff kind of comes on the other side is, you know, I don't have the money and the resources. You know, we deal with a lot of gifts and incentive programs and stuff. And I was just working with a client the other day and had mentioned yesterday at the meeting in the morning, we help a lot of clients bring in referrals and then reward the people that gave them the referrals after they've already closed business. So if you know what your margins are in your products and services when you move them, mm-hmm. you can actually put a gift program in place that's not going to cost you any money until you've earned the income that's going to pay for it.
Right.
So, but people don't have money and they don't, you know, they don't think outside the box for stuff like that.
Yeah.
You've got to prioritize. You've got to think of ways to do things different.
Yeah.
You have to.
And that's one thing I have to give Carl credit because I know Carl very well and I've seen a lot of the stuff that he does and he's one that it goes with that no fear. He's out there. He tries stuff. If it works, cool. Awesome. If it doesn't work, then just try something else.
Exactly.
And you've got to go out with that attitude. I mean, that it goes back to attitude. You know, just give it a try.
You find a lot of things that work, and you find a lot of things that don't. And
For me, that's just market research.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Carl's got another comment in here. He says, okay, here's one. I will ask how that worked. Okay, so basically on the concept of, did you try it? And they said, no, it didn't work. And how long did you give it? So, you know, they said, well, 2 days, and it didn't work. Okay. And anything you do, when you try something, you do have to give it time to work. You know, and you should probably do some research on that first, just to find out how long it really should take, because you're never going to know until you kind of, you know, ask somebody who's tried it before.
Right.
Is it something you're going to get immediate results, or is it something that's going to be, you know, a 6-month building process?
Right. Because there are some things that you need to see faster results in.
Exactly. And you've got to, you know, you do have to give it that time. You have to give things time to grow, to, lost the word here. Gestate.
To produce.
Gestate, produce.
Yeah.
And basically it's like growing a seed. You know, it starts with a seed. You have to water it. You have to nurture it. You have to get it going. Then it grows into a flower or a plant or whatever you want to be growing.
Or a weed, and then you get rid of it.
Or a weed, yeah.
And you don't do
hopefully
that
you're not planting weeds.
Good point.
that could be kind of weird. But, you know, you gotta give it time to work. But definitely, that's something you've
got to keep. They come from somewhere.
They come from somewhere.
They get mixed in the seed packets by accident or something. You could plant weeds.
They're taking over the world. But yeah, and that goes back to the same thing as the attitude. You got to have the dedication to it. You got to be positive about what's going to happen, and just stay the course. You know, keep going, because no matter what goes on, you're going to have bad days. You're going to have annoying stuff that happens to you. It's going to happen. It's a fact of life. But you've got to get over it. You've got to have that right attitude, because the right attitude is going to build your success.
Well, and I think when you also look at it without the Pollyanna view that mm-hmm. everything is going to be a perfect, smooth sailing, and if anything goes wrong, I must be doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you know things will go wrong, and it's okay, it's whether you learn from that experience or not, too.
Right.
And that's an attitude in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people, they'll try something, they'll have a bad experience, and, oh my gosh, it will sour them forever, and they've got to share the sour experience and everything else. But when you know not everything is going to work 100%, it's not everything will produce the exact results that you wanted, but you're willing to go try it anyways and move forward with that attitude that at least you had the opportunity, you learned something from it, you know, you that idea might just morph into something else
mm-hmm.
that you never anticipated. Never.
Yeah. So. And it's amazing how that really comes through, because a lot of times people are viewing what they would view as their failures as opposed to lessons
experiences.
You know, lessons learned. I mean, we had a whole show on lessons learned,
right.
But lessons learned and what other opportunities are showing up because of it. Because I've had that, you know, as a perfect example. I actually had a group that I was presenting for yesterday, and I was expecting 15 to 20 people. They had a low turnout, and I found out once we got there that there's, you know, they're having troubles with getting their list is not very focused. They're getting there. It's just they kind of have inconsistencies with it, and that's perfectly fine. But I get there. There's 4 people as opposed to the 20 people I expected. But you know what? We ended up having a great conversation. Instead of me being the presenter, it actually gave me an opportunity to have a lot more intimate conversation and help these guys out individually, which was fun. It was a blast. But then one of the people that was there, somebody that I've been trying to catch up with for quite a while, and it led to a whole another hour and a half conversation after the meeting, which led to another speaking engagement that I've been working on trying to get lined up for quite a while, which is going to be huge. So I could have went there with the whole thing of, well, only 4 people showed up. And I ended up with a great situation because of it, and I made the best of what it was. And built it into something that lined up another speaking gig, better individual relationships with the people involved, and I mean this thing could turn around and be very, very, very huge for me in the long run.
And had you had that sourpuss attitude, for lack of a better way to call it,
exactly,
it would have backfired in your face, and you wouldn't have even known what you lost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the key with it. I mean, you can find opportunities in everything, and you got to have that positive attitude no matter what. You know, just buck it up and look for the right stuff, because
right.
it's there. You just got to be looking for it.
And put the smile on.
Yes.
And keep moving forward.
Definitely.
You know, I think one of the topics we have coming up in the next several weeks is, you know, the fake it till you make it.
That's next, our next one.
Is it in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So yeah, I knew it was coming up here soon. So
yeah, and that's a whole, that even expands on this even further. We got a whole bunch to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know how those ended up lined up in that order, but that's probably a really good thing.
Yeah, worked out really well. So any other questions? We had some really good questions. Feel free to keep interacting. What else do we want to talk about with this? I mean, I think it's one of the most key things that so many people miss. They miss the boat so much.
But it's also one of the most simple things.
Yeah, it really is.
And that usually is what gets missed.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
It's so simple that it gets overlooked.
You know, just, I mean, walk into the room with a smile and be ready to just have a good conversation with people. Have fun.
Right.
You know, if you can go through, and if you're in a room with people, even if it's like five people, like the meeting that I was at yesterday is a perfect example of this. You know, there was one guy there that was just a bit, he's kind of stressed about the way things are going on with his business, and the economy is having its issues and stuff, and he was very frustrated with how things are going, and I gave him some ideas, and since we had it ended up being more of a mastermind, like a round table type discussion, a couple of the other guys also gave him some of these ideas too. And I mean, the guy looked very grumpy when I first met him, and he ended up having a smile on his face, and he had some really good ideas, and he was really excited about it. And, you know, that turns around and it helps him, because now he's got a good attitude, and he's got some new ideas because he asked the question, and we were able to help him. And then it helps us because we feel that we helped him. We gave back to him, and it made his day. That helped make my day. You know, it's a cycling thing that just keeps growing when you do that.
Well, and that mindset and attitude, too, I heard a mentor of ours once say, is if you look at things instead of saying, you know what, I have to go to this networking event this morning, or I have to do this, or XYZ, whatever it is, you know, change your words and say, you know what, I get to go to a networking event this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, you know, if you're getting to, most people say, oh, I get to go into the lake this weekend, and they get excited about it.
Right.
Just that I have to. Nobody wants to have to do anything.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Because it's too demanding, it's too much of a requirement. But if you just take the attitude and the mindset and look at it as, hey, this is something that I get to do. I get to choose to do this.
Right.
To grow my business.
Yeah.
That can make a huge difference. Cool.
Yeah, and you got to walk in the door with what are the opportunities here?
Right.
That's it. That's the whole purpose of showing up. And those opportunities may not be how do I make a sale to these people? It could be how do I, you know, am I making connections? Am I going to find a new mentor? You know, that's a big one with us is finding mentors, having people that can help you along the way. You know, just a relationship with somebody. I mean, that's how we met.
Huge.
Yeah, we met how many years ago? Two or three years? Yeah.
It's
met at an event. We instantly hit it off and didn't make the connection. We didn't follow up and everything for quite
a
while.
About a year ago.
And then about a year ago, we ended up reconnecting, and we ended up sitting down, getting to know each other better, and we've been best friends since then. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
And it's worked out. We're always here to help each other out no matter what. And if it wasn't for walking in a room with that attitude of, you know, what are the opportunities in this room? I that wouldn't have happened.
Well, and I know the two of us take advantage of the attitude and changing our attitude and using mm-hmm. each other to boost our attitudes.
Oh, yeah.
Because
definitely.
It was just a few weeks ago, I wasn't feeling well, was having just a rough day. And I think I had Mike call you and say, hey, let's meet for dinner. I needed to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that going and hanging out with you and Cindy would just boost my attitude. I know you were having a rough day yesterday. We got together and mm-hmm. it didn't take long and you were having a much better, you know. So find the people that help lift you up and spend time with them.
Yeah.
You know, pick up the phone if that's what it would take to change your attitude. You know, I used to have a lady that would call me just periodically. She would just be in a really down mood. And apparently when I answer my phone, I answer my phone and whatever's going on in my life, it changes, and I've got a great attitude on when I answer my phone. But she told me that she used to call me once in a while just to hear my voice because she knew it would lift her up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now that's the kind of reputation I want for myself,
exactly.
Personally.
Right.
Because, again, it's attracting people to me, not so that they can come bring, you know, their down attitude and bring me down with them, but they're looking for a solution to get themselves back up where they need to be. And that's, you know, when you can do that for other people, you know, once you've mastered your own attitude, and like I said, I don't know if mastered's a good idea, cause, or a good way to put it, because
yeah,
I don't
really
always have my master.
Yeah, you never completely master it, but you're always going to, you have to always strive
it.
For it. Control
right.
it, yeah.
Right.
Well, and the funny thing is that what you just said goes down to a very, very basic emotion, and if you, you know, from the marketing standpoint, you know, the marketing guy in me is always coming up with these things. One of the basic emotions that we have is envy, and people always have envy. Well, what ends up happening with that, if you're the one that's got the great attitude, and you're always motivated, and you're always positive, and you're always helping people, and you got all this, other people want that.
Right.
People are envious of you, and the cool thing about that is the good ones that are going to help, and they want to come
they
up
want
also,
to be like, right.
They're going
to
come to you, and they're going to want to be around you because they want to feel that energy. And the bad ones, I guess, and without a better word for it, the ones
right.
that really don't want it, they're going to be repelled by that, which means they're going to stay away from you. And it's a great feeling to have where you know that your energy and your that positive oomph, the attitude that you have going into any situation can help bring those other people up, because then it just...
it makes you feel better.
Yeah, it makes
well.
You feel better, so that helps you. It makes them feel better, which helps them, and everybody brings up...
And then the people around them get a little more,
yes.
and the people around... And
exactly.
so on, and so...
Exactly. And that's what we need. I mean, we've had... There is so much negativity going on in the world right now, and it's just insanely silly, stupid. And it's about to drive me bats. It really is. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually getting very select on the people that I really hang out with. You know, I go to a lot of networking things, and I meet a lot of people... But if I feel that negative vibe really quick on, I will move on very fast.
Well, and you have to do that to protect yourself.
Yes.
You know, it's a little easier in the business and networking world than it is when you start dealing with family.
Mm-hmm.
This family is family, and that always makes it a little tougher. But, you know, go back to what I've always told all of my gift consultants and our reps that work with us is some people's money is just not green enough. If
yes,
if people are going to
so.
Be a headache, if people are going to drag you down and everything else, that's not the people that you want to surround yourself as your clients, your vendors, your customers, your employees, your
mm-hmm.
anything else. And the same goes in the reverse. If you're the one that your attitude is bringing everybody else down around you, you're going to be the one that they're not wanting to be around.
Right.
And that in itself is never good for business.
Yeah, no, not at all. And
right.
and you can, I mean, I've seen that, because even in my own attitudes of shifting, before, like I said, before the consciousness of this whole concept, I saw, you know, when I had a good attitude, very positive, my business went like this, and then there was a time where my where I had the really bad attitude, and my business went like this.
Right.
You know, and I saw that. I know exactly what happened. At the time, I wasn't conscious of it, but now that I am, I see, okay, this is, you know, I got to watch that. And you do have to watch that, especially if you're in business. I mean, we're all, I don't care what kind of business you're in sales. Because
right.
you have to sell your stuff if you're going to stay in business. So you've got to have that positive attitude. You've got to be friendly. You've got to make a point to work to help other people. And, you know, Carl made a note on there about some people want you to hold their hand. And there's a certain point where definitely you do need that. And there are certain times and certain people you should go ahead and do that to a certain level. But also, you can't hold their hand forever.
Right.
You know, I find that a lot where people really want me to hold their hand for every little step of the way.
When you help them once, it becomes an expectation that you're
exactly.
you're
and,
there.
And it's going to happen. And you have to figure out how to wean that off. You know,
tactfully.
Tactfully. I mean, and people like that, I I hate to use the term because it does sound derogatory, but it really is. They're kind of parasites. They're all they want is to.
Is this where you're getting in trouble?
Probably,
just
yeah.
Checking.
I actually been pretty good today.
You have been very good. Actually, it's been really good.
There's a couple things I was going to say, but I decided not to. be a little bit politically correct today. But I, you know, they're like parasites. They all they want is just to keep take, and they never want to give back. They never want to help. And those are the same type of negative people that you need to, you know, start phasing out. You know, spend less time with them.
Weaning yourself from them.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's going to make a big difference. But most importantly, find the positive people. Get around them. And if you got somebody who it just blows you away that they're always positive, they're always doing well, you know, business is always awesome with them, ask them to hang out and have coffee with you. You know, see if you can just sit down and get to know them a little bit and ask them. I mean, I actually did that one time with somebody that I knew that I saw her success, and she was always very positive and just a force to be reckoned with on how good she was. And I called her up and I said, you know what, is there a possibility that I could take you to lunch someday and just sit down and kind of pick your brain a little bit? Because this is where my struggle is, and this is what I see that you have an advantage of. That would you mind if I do that? And it was purely, she had the option, yes or no. But that was a big help for me in my own growth and my own success, because of the fact that I did that because I found somebody who was successful, who was doing it. And the great thing is I sit down with her and she's like, yeah, it's not all peaches and cream every day either. You know, she told me what she saw. She has that attitude when she's in front of people. She has bad days just like everybody else. She has struggles just like everybody else. But I saw the reality of it. And I saw this is what she's doing to overcome those negative attitude pieces, and her success is showing because of it.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Cool.
And we're pretty much done, so we should probably.
Yeah, it looks like we got 3 minutes left. So if we have any other thoughts or questions, definitely pop them in there. Let's see.
How we doing?
I'm looking at, Laura was talking about the time sucks, which are our parasites.
Yes.
definitely. Oh, Laura's asking, what's new with you guys? Since we didn't actually talk about that. Thank you, Laura, for reminding me, because I got something really cool I want to share. I will let you go first if you want to.
You got it. Well, we've actually just recently with Attaboy Solutions done a soft launch of our affiliate program. It's actually live on the site. We really haven't told a whole lot of people about it.
I know. I almost went and signed up for it just so you could get a new form.
I actually mentioned it at a meeting or two that I was at this week, just to say, you know, you probably won't find it unless you're actually looking for it on the site.
Right.
But it's on there, so it's live. Cool. We've been testing it with our reps. Everything's working well. So anybody's invited to go check it out, sign up a little bit. There's going to be some more tweaks and some more stuff coming along the way. It's in very, very infantile stages as compared to your affiliate program. I'm modeling a lot after what Eli does and just different industries and, doing some fun stuff with that. And we've made a lot of changes to the website as of recent. Got some new videos loaded. Lots of
new stuff.
Oh,
Before we move on to that one, real quick though, let's explain what an affiliate program is.
Okay.
In a very simple concept. Okay, affiliate programs, we both have them. The whole concept is that if you like what we do in our businesses and you want to share it with other people, you can actually fill out a little form. It takes you about a minute to fill out, and then you are now an affiliate. And guess what? You send people to the website from your link, and we pay you for it.
Right.
Very simple.
An easy way to get paid for giving us referrals for business. They buy from us, you get paid, you get money in your pocket.
Yeah, and it's a very simple process, systematic, very easy. Like I said, take a minute, fill out the form. Even if you're not sure, fill out the forms anyway. We like having more affiliates.
Yeah. Real quick, Sunday we went on a hot air balloon ride.
Yes.
My husband and I had it scheduled about a year ago. He had surprised me and it got canceled for wind. And we finally got around to rescheduling and it was a really nice, it was a beautiful day last Sunday. Took a ton of pictures. It was a whole lot of fun. So find me on Facebook. There's a whole photo album of pictures. You can check it out. We had a blast.
Cool. Yeah, see, we hadn't even talked about that, so I knew you guys were gone, but I hadn't actually talked to you about what the experience was like.
Right.
I have this whole thing with heights that as long as I can hold on to something, I'm okay. And the balloon, there really isn't a whole lot to hold on to because it's in the middle of the air.
Yeah, there are handles in the basket, but if the basket goes, there's not a whole lot to do.
Exactly. It was a whole lot of fun. With a big arrow going.
Yeah. Well, the hot air balloon ride was last week, and tomorrow I'm taking my girls horseback riding in the morning, so just me and two of my daughters are going horseback riding, so there'll be some pictures of that, too. We're doing a lot of fun stuff right now.
And Carl's calling me a chicken. Not a chicken. I know what my fears are, and I'm not ready to resolve that one yet.
And the hot air balloon was all I can get Mike to do. Yeah. I'm all in on going skydiving, and he will not go with me, so... Yeah, that's my next thing. It's going to be skydiving.
All right, cool. All righty, well...
What's new with you?
What's new with me? Real quick. One thing that's really exciting, something I've been working on for a little bit, and for those of you that are here in Phoenix, we have a site called networkingphoenix.com, which is like the go-to calendar of anything and everything networking-related in the Valley.
You can find our Fusion mixers on networkingphoenix.com.
Yes, you can definitely find our Fusion stuff on there. And the cool thing is Gelly's the owner of Networking Phoenix. She and I have been bouncing some ideas back and forth. And I am now one of the featured bloggers on Networking Phoenix. So I have a weekly article that's going out on there. We talk about your productivity and marketing automation tools. Which is a lot of fun because that's kind of my
and the
my
blog I read that you put on there this week was really good. All about, I mean, how many people can't remember their passwords or have too many, and it's just insane. That was an awesome tool.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And I like doing that stuff because the whole idea is to find, little things that can just shave a little bit of time off of your daily schedule of stuff. And it's amazing how that all adds up. So that's what the whole blog is about. I would love it if you guys would go there. So the account to sign up at Networking Phoenix is free. Once you do that, you can actually read the posts and definitely comment on them. I want to get a lot of comments, a lot of feedback on it, because then Gelly will really love me even more. And
well, and if people don't really understand blogs are out there in articles. The key to that is go read them and then comment and join in the conversation. It's like any other social media.
Yeah.
Comment.
Add your thoughts and ideas.
Whether it's Eli's or anybody's.
Yeah,
comment.
Definitely.
Get interactive.
But definitely do mine because I want to get a lot of comments on there because that's the whole point.
Yeah, like I said, that was a real good one. They need to read that.
Cool. And then Monday there will be a new one coming out. So we're really excited about that. That is my big excitement because that's a big thing that I've wanted for a little bit. And we got that all lined up and ready to go. So beyond that, I think we are... pretty much done. We're 3 minutes over, so we're going to go ahead and talk real quick one more time about our sponsors and all the wonderful people that we love that help us out.
Which is, as always, Java Grounds here is just amazing. 83rd Avenue and Deer Valley Road in Peoria, Arizona. I guess we should say that there's other Peorias around the country, and we have had other people online that might go to Peoria, Illinois.
This is true.
I don't know that there's an 83rd in Deer Valley there, but we're in Peoria, Arizona.
Yeah. And then we've got Terry, our video guy, Terry Larson from TakeOneWebVideoProductions.com. He's the one that's causing you to have a seizure right now because he's moving the camera. He always does all our video. He does an awesome job. He does all my live seminars. He did the video for you that's on your homepage right now.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. I saw it and I'm like, wow, they look so professional. Looks so good. I love it. So we want to thank Terry.
Make sure you come and meet Terry. I mean, you can meet Terry. Come down to one of the filmings of our show at the coffee shop. It's open. If you don't have time and you're watching online, we're just glad to have you. If you watch it after the show and you didn't even catch us live, that's great. Yeah. But if you can make it down to 83rd and Deer Valley on 11 o'clock on the Wednesdays that we film, meet Terry or at our mixers.
The Fridays. Wednesday's the mixer. You said Wednesday. Fridays are when we film the show. Wednesdays when we do the mixers.
I have a story about attitude that I'm sharing next.
Okay, Terry says he has a story about attitude.
Good. We'll pull Terry on in the front of the camera. He can share his story in two weeks.
All right. Yep. All righty. Awesome. So I think that covers everything. We good?
I think so. I think so, and hopefully we'll see everybody in 2 weeks or in next Wednesday at our mixer, and then in 2 weeks, either live or on the internet here at whatisthefusion.com.
Cool. Thank you, everybody. Take care, and have an awesome weekend.
Have a good one.